Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We'll meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Welcome, everybody. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services and certified wealth strategist, I should say. Craig James Financial Services, we're based in Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110 in Melville. And our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Today, I have a special guest with me today. I have Valerie Shivers. She's an attorney, and she also has she's a fellow that has a radio show on the same radio station. So we're very excited to have her here on 103.9. And she specializes in estate planning, elder law planning, and special needs planning. And with her officers are located in Garden City and Patchogue, and a new one coming up in Sayville. So she's very excited about that. So let me welcome Valerie. Valerie, welcome to It's All About Retirement.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Craig. I'm very excited to be here.
It's great to have you. And I'm telling you, there's so many issues that we talk here on the radio show that we try and update our listeners. But there's a lot of things, unfortunately, that I'm a financial investment professional, and we uncover a lot of things, but unfortunately, what I do to help clients stops in two places. Mm-hmm. And it stops, the first place it stops, I could do a lot with someone coming in to our practice, someone who's heard the show and wanted to be a part of it, but I could only talk about so many things, and then it stops. And one of the places it stops is on the legal side. We don't give legal advice at Craig James Financial Services. So why it's so important to have you on the show today, because some of our topics we talk about, and even in those topics, I have to stop somewhere because we don't have the training and it's not our profession.
Right.
The other place it stops is on the accounting side. So I could tell people in general about their taxes, but I don't want to take a job away from someone who's trained as an accountant. So so it's great to have you here, because that's to complete what we're trying to do for our clients, is to have someone like yourself in there. And certainly your reputation has been phenomenal, and we love your radio show as well.
Thank you.
I wanted to start today with you and talk about in February of 2014, it was 2 years ago now, the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman was found dead in his Manhattan apartment.
Yes.
And the investigation ruled that his death was caused by accidental mixed use of drug intoxication. At the time of his death, he was only 46 years old. He was in some very great movies, including, I think, Truman. Mm-hmm. and Hoffman. No, who's the one that was in Seymour Hoffman?
I'm not that good of a movie.
I think it was Harry Truman. Yeah, not Truman. I mean Truman Capote. And he was worth at the time of his death $35 million. So now, how do we know that? How do we know what he's worth, and how do we know all that stuff?
I mean, how has that
become public information?
That is public information. So if someone doesn't take the steps to make their estate private, okay, to remove their estate from the public eye, avoid probate, this is going, when someone passes, it's going to be public knowledge, and all of their cards are going to be exposed, so to speak.
Supposedly he wrote a will in 2004 after the birth of his first child with a longtime companion, Mimi O'Donnell, but he never married her. Philip Seymour Hoffman or O'Donnell, had two more children in the next 10 years. They ended up with three kids, and Hoffman never updated his will to include them.
It's painful.
I could see your face. It's like, you want to punch the desk, don't you? It's like, oh my God, what is going on?
Don't they have people who advise them to do the right thing, to seek out a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney?
He didn't have a revocable trust, would have kept the details of his estate plan private.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Right.
Now, we're talking about someone with $35 million. I mean, Is this a big cost to have all this thing? I mean, is this $10 million of the $35 million
I mean, I could tell you this, you know, it's certainly worth it. It's much more costly, okay, to fail to protect your assets and prepare a good estate plan. I mean, it's, you know, you pay a little bit of money up front. In the long run, you're going to be saving. And I mean, in this case, you're saving millions of dollars.
Well, let's talk about it. If you're just joining us again, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hall Road in Melville, and our number is 631-393-2888. And I'm with Valerie Shivers, an attorney who actually specializes in estate planning, elder planning, and special needs planning. And if you like what she says, or any of us, you give us a call, you give her a call at 631-569-4334. That's 631-569-4334. That's easy to remember. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Because you didn't have this, here's what the penalty is. Okay. If you haven't planned your estate, someone else plans your estate.
Sure.
Who is that person?
Yes, that's the government.
Uncle Sam plans. Your favorite uncle will plan your estate.
Yes. And they're going to take a huge chunk, about 40%. Of the estate, yeah. Anything above and beyond that $5.34 million exclusion, anything above and beyond is going to be taxed at 40%.
That's right. So let's look at Philip Seymour Hoffman's estate. He had $35 million. We know that because it's all out there for people mm-hmm. to see. And when you take the federal estate tax exemption, he was allowed to exclude $5 million, a little more than $5 million of that $35 million estate. So that means the $30 million, you take 35 minus 5. I hope I didn't lose any of our listeners. You take the 35 minus 5. So $30 million was subject to federal taxation. By the way, okay. I want to hold your hand. Is this including New York State taxes?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We haven't Well,
he was in New York when he died. He said it was in New York City.
Yeah. Nope. He doesn't. He's going to get hit once again. And on the New York State level, yes.
So just on the federal level, Uncle Sam is taking his favorite uncle, because he did not do any planning. Uncle Sam is taking 40% of roughly $30 million. So so that's a good chunk of money. So 40% of $30 million, 4 times 3 is, wow, it's 12.
I mean, it's almost half, really.
Yeah. So it's the $30 million. They took 12 out of the 30 that was available, went right to Uncle Sam.
There is no one, and I'm sure that Philip would agree, there is no one who would want that portion of their estate passing to Uncle Sam.
That's a lot. So $12 million would go to the federal government.
Yes.
Some money is also going to go to Mr. Cuomo, our governor, right? Yes. New York State.
Yes. And that's a big chunk as well. Not necessarily 40%, but you're looking at about, I'm not quite sure. I think it's about 15%.
I'm not
going to
quote you, but it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Does any go to the city? Do we pay de Blasio as well?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, I think it's, city. I know.
He died in New York City. I'm sure
that they're going to get their share as well. I don't know where it stops. Yeah.
What is it? Everybody's got.
And the estate planning attorney, well, the probate attorney is going to get a good chunk of that as well.
Of what's left. Yeah. What's left. That's unbelievable. Everybody's got their hands out. Right. So this is an incredible. We have, I have Valerie here, and Valerie Shivers, an attorney, here because I truly believe that we want this scenario. And even though your numbers might be smaller, we want this prevented from happening to you.
Definitely. And you know what? What people don't realize is there is actually a lot that they can do, or they could have done, you know, to avoid being taxed.
Excellent. And that's the type of, that's why you're here, because there's a lot of nuances out there. And there's been some legislative changes, both on the federal level and on the mm-hmm. state level, that's actually affecting what you could shelter and what you can't.
Correct.
From taxation. So if things could be properly titled, and you know, it's a lot of things to talk about. And I just wanted to, I like the story of Philip Seymour Hoffman, because it's, the numbers are easy to calculate.
Right.
And there are some solutions that we could talk about maybe after the break that he would have avoided some of these things. And we use a good example of a celebrity, but a lot of what we talk about applies in your day-to-day life. Would you agree to that?
I would agree with that, definitely. I actually had someone in my office just the other day. I was telling you off air. They came in, their father left them a large estate over the $3-4 million estate threshold, and they were being subject to the 40% tax, and they wanted to know what could they do. And there is nothing that they can do at this point, unfortunately.
Because the father's
because
deceased.
Because the father should have planned during his lifetime.
There's that word should.
Should have, yeah. It's painful.
How much did that should have cost them?
Oh, goodness. I don't know because they didn't disclose. Yeah, they actually inherited. They were angry. They left angry.
Well, we're going to talk more about this after the break. Again, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're located at 510 Brawler Hollow Road in Millville. Our number is 631-393-2888. And today I'm lucky to have Valerie Shivers, who's in our show, and she can be located. Her number is 569-4334. That's 569-4334. We'll be right back after the break.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, president of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Hi, this is Craig Ferrantino. Welcome back. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is at 510 Broad Hall Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. Our weekly show, it's called It's All About Retirement, where we talk about a lot of great issues every week. And thank you, our listeners, for all the feedback and the likes and stuff on our Facebook page and all that good stuff. Today, I'm really fortunate to have Valerie Shivers, who's a attorney, specializes in estate planning, elder law planning, and special needs planning. That's, you know, that special needs is a whole nother
topic. Oh, it is. Topic. It's a whole other radio
show. We should do a show.
Yeah.
I love that area. Yeah. I think that's a great stuff to talk about, too. So it's our first time on our show, and I'm so excited to have her here, Valerie. So thank you for joining us. By the way, if you like things that Valerie says, yeah, she has her own website, Valerie Shivers Law. That's with an S, shiverslaw.com. And her number is 631-569-4334. That's 631-569-4334. And if you listen to us at 10 o'clock, if you hang out a little longer, she has her own show at 11:30 in the morning, also on 103.9
yes.
and Long Island's news radio, so on Saturdays. So we're excited to have her as well. So in the first half, we were kind of chatting about, unfortunately, the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. And that his passing left a $35 million estate.
Yes.
After the $5 million was clear from taxes, he paid taxes 40% on the remaining $30 million, which was $12 million to the IRS. And then he also has New York State taxes and possibly New York City taxes,
right.
which we didn't even talk about in our show.
Right.
And when you look at this as a story, now, our listeners probably are not in the same situation. They're not actors. They don't have the same situations. But there are elements of this story, which I think is interesting, Valerie.
Yes.
That people can relate to. What do you think that's really out there that's reaching you when you hear the story?
You know, I think what people need to really think about is take a look at your current asset profile. Maybe you don't have $35 million yet,
right.
Okay? But if you think about it, if you're living on Long Island, you most likely own a home. The home values are, I don't know, anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 and upwards, 100,000. You know, when you actually combine your retirement accounts and your investments and your home and perhaps a vacation home, you may be in the realm where you may be heading towards, you know, that threshold of 5 million, you know, you collectively from an estate standpoint. And even if you're not quite there yet, I have clients who, you know, who really do hope to be there someday. And, you know, you need to really think about and review and revise your estate plan every few years or upon the happening of major events and take that into consideration. Perhaps you want to think about estate tax planning.
You know, I could see myself listening to this show. I'm driving with my wife, Jennifer, and saying, and she nudges me and says, you know, honey, we have to get our stuff in order.
Right.
You know, we're still young, but, you know, we have
right.
kids and you have
sure.
to get your stuff in order. And maybe it's this time of season, it's spring mm-hmm. and you're doing some spring cleaning or spring organizing. You may want to place a call and just to at least get the process started. What does it take to get the process started?
You know, all it takes is a phone call. Client calls in, it's a free consultation, they come into the office, I will take a look and I'll help them. You know, a lot of my clients don't even know what they have, so to speak. You know, what are their investments worth? How is their home titled? And we will work with you to help you along the way, to say, look, these are the types of things you need to think about, even though you think you need a will, right? Perhaps you need a trust. Perhaps you need a revocable trust. Perhaps you have out-of-state property. It's likely that you need things other than what you believe from the beginning, you know. So we'll work with our clients to say, okay, let's think about short-term goals versus long-term goals. And a part of what we do certainly is working hand in hand with the financial advisor, such as yourself, Craig. And, you know, we want to help our clients in the best manner possible. We want to be able to give them a comprehensive review, comprehensive estate plan. And that includes working with Craig, financial advisor, working with an accountant. You know, we all really do go hand in hand. And it's nice to have a team behind our clients.
Yes, and that's, you brought up some excellent points, that there's three people really involved to do the proper comprehensive financial planning. It would be an attorney like yourself. It would be an accountant, because there are things that come up that, you know, attorneys don't study accountancy, and particularly, you know, it can get very complex if people own businesses.
Absolutely.
And things like that. And you also need the financial advisor who's aware of the assets and mm-hmm. other strategies that people could use to protect their assets. And then, of course, you have the accountant, the attorney, and the investment professional. And I think that triad, that triad is extremely important to really do the job right for someone who's got significant assets.
Absolutely.
And really wants to
you
get the
you
job.
Want a team behind you, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, and you want a good team. Certainly I'm going to be referring my clients to you because I think you're an excellent financial advisor. And that's the only reason. I want to make sure that my clients are taken care of and that they're given the right advice.
Exactly. And I would do the same. By the way, if you're just listening, this is our show. It's called It's All About Retirement. And I'm Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services at 510 Broad Hall Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And I'm with Valerie Shivers, who's in estate planning, elder law planning, and special needs planning, who's got offices, three offices, actually, Garden City. I'm in Melville, but she's in Garden City, Patchogue, and Sayville. Some of the saints throughout history used to be able to bi-locate. Is there a way you could be in both Garden City and Patchogue at the same time?
No,
that's very difficult. Okay.
No.
And she can be reached at, her website is ValerieShiversLaw.com, ValerieShivers with an S, law.com. And she can be reached at 631-569-4334, 631-569-4334. Our listeners, this is this is spring. This is the time to make a call. If, you know, a third of the people coming into our practice, when we ask them, do you have a will? Do you have a healthcare proxy? Do you have a durable power of attorney? That's part of our questioning.
Right.
And that's where our conversation stops. I said, well, you need to find someone. That person obviously is Valerie. You need to find someone to call and get this done. And we want to know. I don't want to see it. I don't read wills. It's not what I have. Other things I'm worried about, the economics, mm-hmm. the changes and all sorts of things in the government and all sorts of changes and earnings estimates and things like that. But we want them to make sure. I want to know. I want to document that they have a will,
right.
and that they have a healthcare proxy or someone who could say something in the case of that they're injured or whatever. And we also want to know who could sign for you,
right.
who else can sign for you in the case that you could become incapacitated. And we have none of those documents at Craig James Financial Services. It's not what we do, right. but what we do is make sure it's a comprehensive approach to make sure people are set up and that everything fits really, really well. What do people need to do for some things like the New York State healthcare, durable power of attorney got very complex, didn't it?
You know what it did? And I have a lot of clients come in with one that they printed off the internet or...
Oh, no.
And I mean, it's a horror show because New York State requires that everyone use now the same statutory short form version. You know,
this is a whole show, by the way. This is another.
It is. I mean, I'm not going to elaborate
too much. How many pages is this statutory version?
Well, the short form, I would say, is about 4 or 5. but my power of attorney is probably 10 pages, 10, 11.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because the New York State one's not comprehensive enough.
It's not. You know, and the
it's
truth is...
It's broad in some places, but it misses a lot.
It minimizes, you know, the purpose of appointing an agent is to make sure they can do what you yourself could do in a financial situation. And you really need more than what New York State is offering at this point.
Kind of crazy. I know. I looked at it and I said, this is something that, you know, the New York State legislature did, you know, maybe right. to get an agreement, they threw this part in and then right. there's a couple of parts that they missed, but they couldn't agree to it. So it's not in there.
Right.
And so,
I mean, it's a contract too, between the person drafting it, the principal and whoever they appoint is an agent. It's a serious document.
What happens when people, do you see this, a durable power of attorneys like 10, 15 years old too? That's another issue. Like,
I mean, they'll show it to a bank
and a bank goes like, what is this? You know,
it all depends.
My mom's sick. She can't sign for this account. Here's a durable power of attorney. Right. They signed 1969 or
do
something.
You know what? I could do a whole show. Like, yeah.
That's
on the power
another
of attorney.
Show right there. How do we update this?
As with all of their documents, I ask my clients to bring them in. Let me take a look at them. Some of those power of attorneys from back in the day are actually still valid if they were right. drafted properly. The problem is a lot of them limit because the laws change. So when laws change, you know, your documents have to change with the laws. So,
wow. So look at our show. We started with Philip Seymour Hoffman at $35 million, which maybe some people could relate to in the sense of getting motivated and not paying too much taxes on their
right.
lives. But then we end with something that everybody absolutely needs, which
absolutely.
Is a durable power of attorney. Even if you have $10 in the bank,
I wonder if Philip had one of those.
We didn't finish with Philip. There's a lot of other issues that were out there. Anyway, this has been such a great show, Valerie. We're so excited to have you in here.
Thank you for having me again.
And we truly appreciate it. Valerie is located at Patchogue in Garden City. Her number is 631-569-4334. That's 631-569-4334. Give her a call. If we brought up anything, including the durable power of attorney, you need to give her a call, and that's very, very important. This is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services. Her number is 631-393-2888. And remember, it's all about retirement. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.